think last week we learned the second parak, Chof Ches on the days. We're about 15 lines from the bottom. Gemara starts a new topic. That the landsman has yortzeit tonight for his father, so we dedicate the learning with Zeichel Nishmas. Rabbi Shua Lei Ben Harav Shile. Yeah. The Mishnah says when you shecht the behemah, you have to shecht kana and veshit, and when you shecht the noif, you have to shecht either kana or veshit, and you have to shecht lechatchila kuloi, the entire simon, tar kana tar veshit. Either with the rabbanon and minatur, ashayla Rashi and Tosfos, and b'di'eved, if you shecht roiv is good enough. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What does that mean exactly, roiv? Roiv means literally 51%. Maybe if you cut exactly machzah machzah, maybe that's also good. The whole idea of Ruba Kekulai, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back, Shalom Aleichem. We have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, Achrei Rabin Lahatas. So the pasuk is speaking about a split vote in the Bezin. When you have a Bezin of 23 and 13 say Chayim and 10 say Potter, a Bezin of 3 and the Imamanist, you have a split vote, so you go Basaroyf. So that's the din of Achrei Rabin Lahatas. Included in Achrei Rabin Lahatas is also the principle that Ruba Kekulai. On Pesach night, you have to drink abrikosis. So we say if you drink Roif Kais, Ruba Kekulai is considered as if you drank the Roif Kais. How do you see that from the Pasuk Achrei Rabin Lahatas? Because the Psak for Misa, for Din and Nefashis, has to be issued by the Sanhedrin. So only 13 said Chayv Misa, 10 said Potter. So we say since 13 out of 23 said Chayv Misa, Ruba Kekulai is considered as if the whole Sanhedrin gave the Psak. And the same thing I didn't turn to the Mominis. So you have the Bezin of 3. So the Psak has to be issued by the Bezin, not by two people. Two people can't give a Psak. The answer is Ruba Kekulai. Two say Chayv and one says Potter. So we say Ruba Kekulai is included in the Pasuk is that there's a din of Ruba Kekulai. So over here also by Shechita, the Pashtus is also the regular standard din of Ruba Kekulai. The Halacha really says you have to shech the Kana and the Veshit. And the din says Ruba Kekulai. You shech the right Kana, the right Veshit.
What about Tzabal Chaim?
Tzabal Chaim does come into play. You should try to shech in such a way to minimize the Tzabal Chaim. Which way will be less Tzabal Chaim? I have no idea. So the Gemara says over here, let's say you make an Erev. Let's say you make an Erev around an area. So you put mechitzas around an area. So you have to have Ruba Kekulai on each one of the four sides. If you have, you don't say Ruba Kekulai on the whole Hekif. Say Ruba Kekulai on each bar of the rectangular shape. Let's say it's rectangular shape. So the Gemara says you have to have Raif. You have to Oymed Beruba Laparitz on this side, on that side, on the other side. You need Oymed Beruba Laparitz. So here, the Gemara said, we learned last week on Chof Ches Amud Aleph, about 15 lines from the top. They're quoting from the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis. It says on the side in Torah, it says Shom. The first Maram Mokum they give is the Dvarim Yud Beis. Next time is Shom, the same place. So we mentioned that the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas on Daf Hei quotes a Pasuk when the Rabban Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, if the Maimon has seen Alei Eli Hahara, climb up to Harsinai. He said, "Minasati luchas luchas oevin v'hatar v'hamitzvah shekasavti l'hoi roisam. I will give you luchas oevin to have aseres adibras v'hatar the rest of the chumash v'hamitzvah." The Gemara says goes on Torah Shabbat Pe. Shekasavti is a reference to Nevi Mekzuvim. Any idea that appears in Nevi Mekzuvim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Harsinai, and l'hoi roisam goes on Mishnayos. How to pasken shaylas? How after you have all the psukim and all the drushes, how are you machriya? So the Rambam quotes this in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam quotes that Atar v'hamitzvah, Torah means Torah shebichsav, hamitzvah is Torah shebalpeh. So here the Gemara comments on the pasuk with zavachtek asher tzivisicho. The mashmas of the verb tzivisicho is that there was a Torah shebalpeh. What was the Torah shebalpeh that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu about shtitas chulin? Lamech and it's Tava Moshe. There's a Torah shebalpeh ala beishet v'alakan v'alroiv v'echad loiv v'alroiv shnayim b'behem. So it sounds from the Gemara as if maybe there's a new din of Ruba Kekulai here. You don't just rely on the din from Kola Terakula that's derived from the pasuk and Mishpatim Acharav Lahatas that the psak has to be issued by the Sanhedrin and 13 say chayv, 10 say potas. I say Ruba Kekulai, the psak is being issued by the Sanhedrin. Over here it sounds like it's a local din. Velamishen istava Moshe that Rubai Kukula over here. So that's why it's Shaykh. Pashto should be that in Kol HaTerakula, when there's a din of Roiv, you need Roiv. It's not Machza Machza. It's not supposed to be 50-50. It's supposed to be Ruba Kukula, is that right? 51%. So here there's a Machloikis. What if you shecht exactly Itmar, about 15 lines from the bottom of Chav Ches on the base? Itmar, it's a Machloikis, Rav and Rav Kana. Rav Amar Machza Machza is also good. If you cut exactly, 50% is good. Rav Kana Amar Machza Machza, Einikarev. It's not good. I would have said like Rav Kana, it's no good. Mechatesa, why should you say it's good? So Gemara repeats again. Rabba machza machza kerab. Hachi amalei rachmanu lemoshe. Gemara is going back to that drasha on Amud Aleph. Zavachta kasher tzivisich malamachin itztava Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is given a Torah shel bal peh. That's not really explicit in the Chumash. That by behema you need two simonim, and by yoif you have to shecht one simon, and val roiv echad bay, val roiv shnai behema, that roiv is good. It was a local din here in Hichol Shechita. The roiv is good. It doesn't quote the pasuk achar amal hatas. So that's the machlokes, Rav and Rav Kana. What exactly was the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim? What was the nusach of the Torah Shabbat Peh that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Machza Machza Kirev, Hachi Yom Lachamon Ala Moshe. The Ribbono Shalom told Moshe, Lo Tishai Rubi, you have to shecht so much, make sure that you don't have Rav left intact. So if you shecht Machza Machza, does he get up? That's called Shechita. He killed the animal. Rav Kana Amar, no, Machza Machza, Ene Kirev, Hachi Yom Lachamon Ala Moshe. What was the nusach of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Shchot Ruba, you have to shecht Rav. Yeah. Here, before you even get to the discussion of machza machza kerei, whether it's a local din hilcha shchita, it's a din in kol haTorah kula, before we learn that, so this big tesis over here, lefishi epshel letzamtzem. So tesis raises an issue. What do you mean? The machlokes Rav Avkana on the assumption he shechts exactly 50-50. It's impossible. It's impossible. There's always going to be mashahu more either here or there. It's never exactly 50-50. We may not have the instruments, we don't have precision instruments to measure it, but it's certainly never going to be 50-50. So that's a machloikis and gemara in different mesichtas, in different contexts, different cases. Do you say epshalot samsein? Or do you say epshalot samsein? Let's say you measured something and it looks like it's exactly 50-50. Or it looks like exactly dollar amas long. And then says it has to be dollar amas. You measured it, it's exactly dollar amas. Maybe it's slightly off. Maybe it's a little bit less than dollar amas. Maybe it's not machza machza. So look to the best. In every generation you have instruments to measure. So if the best instruments you have in that generation, you measure it, the best of your knowledge, it seems to be machza machza. It seems to be this. So maybe the halacha says that's it. Whatever shear you think it is, you think it's machza machza. That's what the halacha says. Or should we say no? Not, there is no such halacha. You think it's machza machza. We know it's not. It's impossible, physically impossible, that it's machza machza. So whenever it seems to be machza machza, I should treat it as if it were a suffix.
What do you do with
ribua? Yeah, ribua means it has to look approximately, yeah. That for sure. You got no choice over there. That for sure.
Yeah.
Ribua of tefillin, the Gemara said, the Gemara said the Mizbech has to be Ravua. So the Gemara said, how big a crack, how big a nick do you have to have in the knife, in the sakin, a pegima, that it should pass a l'shchita, and how big a nick in the side of the Mizbech do you have to have that it should be no longer called Ravua. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you'll take the Mizbech with 32, the bottom layer of the Mizbech and the Baisheni, the bottom layer was the Yisoid. So it was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. Then the Soiviv on top of that was 30 Amas by 30 Amas. It was indented 1 Amma. The Yisoid went up 1 Amma. 32 by 32 went up 1 Amma. Then the Soiviv was 5 Amas tall, and it was 30 by 30. Then on top of that was the Mokam Amarach, it was 28 by 28. So the Gemara says it has to be Ravua, it has to be a square. But it has to be a big chunk is missing that it shouldn't be a square. So the Mizbech is very big, 28 Amas by 28 Amas on top. So it has to be missing a significant amount that it should be called not Ravua. So the tefillin is so tiny, so the Mishnah Berurah tries to figure out what percentage has to be missing that it should be considered a lack of Ravua. So you have a little leeway there. You have a little leeway by the tefillin. But the Shad doesn't call it Tarakulim. Whenever you measure something, to the best of your knowledge, this is exactly this, Does the halacha say we treat it as if it is exactly because that's the best of your ability? Or do you say no? The halacha says that it's always considered a suffix.
Are you allowed, when you count, if you count these stores, you find meat in the street, you're counting stores, it's possible to have machzah, machzah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, then you can have machzah, machzah, okay. When you, if you have five stores sell kosher meat, five stores sell trefa meat, or you have a kosher salami gets mixed up with a trefa salami, tarub is chad b'chad. So it's not butl, that's exactly machzah, machzah, okay. In that case, yeah, machzah, machzah. But we're talking about measuring, let's say. You measure for the purpose of carrying on Shabbos. So this bar is exactly oimid kiparot, and that for each bar of the rectangular shape of the area is exactly oimid kiparot. Parot ka'oimid. So what's the din? Is that acceptable by a Rishus HaYochid?
Nowadays, I think instruments get measured very precisely. So do we, what do we say? It must be that precise measurement?
Nah, I don't think so. You're not mechuyev to use such precise instruments.
Well, you can do like Shkia or something like that. Some Kriya Shema, which is 9 minutes and 42 seconds, something like that.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think it has to be so precise. Whatever instruments they had in the days of the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's good enough. So that's the Shaila. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, if they would measure something, it would come out to be exactly machzah machzah. Would the halacha consider it? That is, taka consider machzah machzah? No, the halacha will say that ef shel tzamtzem. For sure, it's off. So you should always treat it like a suffix. The Tais says from the fact that they have a whole discussion, what's the din machzah machzah? Obviously, the Gemara assumes ef shel tzamtzem.
Are you allowed to measure on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Like for example. For example, you know, for on Pesach they have these measurements for lettuce, you know, for the maror. Are you allowed to do those measurements on Shabbos or on Yom Tov?
Medida is prohibited, Gzeresh Emi Yichtov. He may write down what the result of the experiment was, the result of the measuring, but if it's B'makam Mitzvah, then they weren't Choshish, because Men HaShamayim, if a person is busy doing a Mitzvah, so the Gemara says, while you're doing the mitzvah, it'll be megan. It'll protect you that you shouldn't do it out there. Person learns Torah, so the Gemara assumes that it'll be megan him even when he's not learning the Torah. And the mitzvah, while he's doing the mitzvah, while he's asking in the mitzvah, it'll be megan that he shouldn't do it out there. Unfortunately, we hear every so often about people who do learn Torah, who do averus. So apparently the Torah was not megan on them. Okay, it's
and
not always
learning properly.
Huh?
They weren't learning properly.
Maybe they weren't learning l'shem shamayim. Okay.
How does the Hava mean of Rav when he says that Machzah Machzah is Rav? The word Rav means more than 50%.
It means there never was a din of Rav. The din is that if it's Machzah Machzah, it's good enough. The Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, you shouldn't leave Rav intact. As long as you cut half and you only have half remaining intact, that's called Shechita. You killed the animal. So Tosis points out that there are various Gemaras. So there's one Gemara Tosis quotes in Masecha Sota. There's a pasuk in the Humish of the institution of Egla Rufa. If you find a person in Eretz Yisrael, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, someone, a Jewish person was murdered, lo noda mihikohu, there are no witnesses, nobody knows who the murderer was, you don't know what city the murderer came from. So the Torah says you measure to the nearest cities in the vicinity, and you have to have Rabbanim from the Sanhedrin have to go. Members of the Sanhedrin have to go from Yerushalayim to this location, measure to the closest cities, and the city that's closest, we assume the murderer probably came from that city. You go Korov is Mevar, the murderer came from there, so they have to bring an Egla Rufa. What if you measured and you measured and you measured the two cities that are exactly equidistant? So one Tana says there is no such thing. It can't be Yepshel Etzamtzev. It can't be that it's equal. Either one is close to the other is close. Can't be that they're exactly the same. So it's a toss-up between the two cities, A and B. So the two cities together should buy an Egla Rufa. They should pay half, and they should pay half, Mr. Amman, the expenses. And they should bring this Egla Rufa either as a kapara for the members of this city, kapara for the members of the other city. And one Tana says no. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Efshel Etzamtzev. We assume that here Akroi V'Lacholol, the both cities are Akroi V'Lacholol. One can say that Efshel Etzamtzem, and therefore Hakrev Ola Hakrovos, there's room to argue that there is no such thing that two cities have to bring Egla Rufa. Okay? That's a new story. But the Mishnah presents, the Mishnah Saitan, Perk Egla Rufa, presents this machloikas. Whether you say Efshel Etzamtzem or Efshel Etzamtzem. Then you have another case, Mishnah Maseches Bechoris. If a cow gives birth for the first time to a male calf, So then it becomes Bechor Behemet Torah, and you have to bring it as a korban and give it to the Kohanim to eat. If the cow gives birth to a female calf, so there's no deal of Bechor Behemet Torah. What if the cow had twins, both male? So that whichever one came out first has a kedusha as Bechor Behemet Torah. What if Yotzu Shnei Roshin Ka'achas? Yotzu Rosho is already called Leidom, because after the head comes out, then it's usually smooth sailing. Let's say the head comes out and there are complications, and then they have to cut in order to take out the uber. Then you don't say Yotzei Rosha is called Leidah. If Yotzei Rosha, and then after the Rosh goes out, it's smooth sailing, then I say Yotzei Rosha is called Yolud. So what if Yotzei Shnei Rosh and Kachas, the farmers are sitting around, and the cow gives birth to twin calves, both male, and Yotzei Shnei Rosh and Kachas, to the best of our ability, it looked like the both heads came out at the same time. So that's a machlokes ha-tanaim. So one Tana says there is no such thing. It's a yefshel tzamtzum. Either this one came out first or that. There has to be a split second of time that one came out before the other one. So it's a tarugus. One is a bechor and one is a chulin, and you have to treat them as if it's a suffix. And the other Tana says no. Yotzei shnei roshin kachas yefshel tzamtzum, and they're both kodesh b'kedushas pchor. So the Gemara says that cases are not the same. When you measure, when you have the dead body measured to the ayoris asmuchas, to the cities that are nearby, you can measure once and twice, you can measure 10 times. Every single time you measure, it comes out to be exactly the same. So that's called epshel. There's more room to say over there, epshel atamsim bidei odom. But the odom means the situation is not changing. It's staying the same. So we measure once and twice and 10 times, 20 times. Every time it comes out to be exactly the same. So there's more room to say over there, epshel atamsim. But when the two heads come out of Asachas, it's a one split second. And you don't have a video that you'd be able to play it again and look again. It's like at a baseball game, and the umpire has to paskin whether he's safe or whether he's out there or he's safe. So it's one split second. You have to give a psak. So maybe he didn't see well. You can't see it over again a second time. So that's a shaila where the epshel tzamtzum b'dei shamayim. Here by Shechita, this is b'dei odom. He shechts chatzi. And then we take paper and we take measuring things. And measure once, twice, three times. Every single time you measure, it comes out to be machza matzah, to be exactly the same. So this is a case, this is a deal after the tzamtzum bidei odom. So Tosis thinks that that's the psak halacha. Tosis makes a hachra. The Gemara points out there's room to distinguish. There's more reason to say that bidei odom, when you can measure over and over and over again, that bidei odom is after the tzamtzum. Bidei shamayim, you can't play it over. It was one split second that something happened, and you think that it happened like this. Or the Gemara, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Afayin Ches. So the Gemara says there's a takana mid Rabbanon that if a person is standing on the sidewalk, and within Dalai Lama's of where he's standing, there's a Dovashal Hefker, so Dalai Lama's is Kaina for him. So therefore, what if the husband wants to divorce his wife? And he's supposed to give the nasam biyad, he gives the get into her hand. What if he puts it in her pocket? It's also good. What if he puts it, she has her own house. What if he puts it in her house? It's also good. The chatzera is also good. What if he puts it, he throws it into her dalaramis. The husband throws the get into her dalaramis. The Gemara says it's also good. What if the wife is standing here, and then the husband walks next to her? So it's his dalaramas also. So the Gemara says, no, whoever came first, it's his dalaramas. So let's say the wife came first, and the husband walked to the same location next to the wife, so it's her dalaramas. Then when he takes the get, he's afraid to give it to the wife, she's going to hit him over the head. So he puts the get on the floor and he runs away. He brings to wait him to watch. He puts the get on the floor and he runs away. So she shouldn't beat him up for divorcing her. So when he puts the get on the floor, it's not a shayla, but it's in his dalaramas. No, the takonas chachamim was, whoever came first, is considered as if he's kind of that dalaram. So then the Gemara says, what if it's, they both came b'vasacha simultaneously to this location? So how are you going to say whose dalarams it is? They both came b'vasachas. So then the Gemara says, Safik karav law is a Safik migureshes. So Tosis says, what do you mean? They both came simultaneously. Is that possible? Two people come simultaneously? It's a yefshel tzamtzum. What do you mean they both came simultaneously? So Tosfos says, even though that's bidei odom, they're walking, but you can't repeat it again. Whoever walked first into this spot is kind of the dalaram. So the husband and the wife both walking, It's one split second that it happened. We can't repeat it again. So that's called that topic, whether it's whether they came simultaneously or not. Even they're talking about people walking, that's called the topic of Epshel Tzamtzim B'day Shammai. That's not called B'diyod. Epshel Tzamtzim, it's more reasonable to say that B'diyodim Epshel Tzamtzim. Tosfos is passing like that. B'diyodim is Epshel Tzamtzim, B'day Shammai is the Epshel Tzamtzim. What do you mean B'diyodim? B'diyodim means the dead body is there, you measure it to the cities, you did the shechita, you shecht it exactly right, and you keep on measuring with paper, when measuring things, every time you measure it, you repeat the measurement, it always comes out exactly the same. You repeat it time after time. But by the walking to the location, that you can't repeat. That's called B'day Shammai. What this is quotes another Gemara in Yivam is Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara talks about there are three brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters. So one brother dies, and the Almana is Kuka to the two surviving brothers. Then the other brother who's married to the other sister dies. So the Gemara says, he can't be Miyabim two sisters, but maybe he should be Miyabim the sister whose husband died first. The one whose husband died second, that's like Achus Ishtoi, because he has Zika to the first one. Different opinions there. We don't pass on this within Beis Shammai, that the Zika Kiknusa. So the Gemara says, what about a case where the both brothers died simultaneously? Both brothers married to the two sisters, they both died simultaneously. The Gemara says, what's Hakta Chaydik? Yeah, Epshel Tzamtzim. They die even if they're both in two beds next to each other. Kavuchem, if they're in two different hospitals and they died two different places. I didn't know they died exactly simultaneously. But even if they're one next to the other, and it looks like they both expired simultaneously, but that's B'day Shammayim. How can you can't remeasure it. It looks as if they both died simultaneously. So that's what Taisus thinks. The Psak Halach is. And the fact that our Gemara and the Gemara in Erevin and the first parak discusses also Chacha Machlekes, not the same names. Here it's Rav against Rav Kana. When you Shech the Konim, when you Shech the Vesha, do you say Machza Machza is good enough? There it's different names, different Amorim. So there it's a Shaila if you have the four walls enclosing the area inside the Rishus HaYochid and you have Machza Machza on each border. Machza Machza. You measure it, you measure. Every time you measure over and over, it comes out to be Paritz Ka'imit, every time it's part. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that that's Epshel Tzamtzim, because that's B'day Adam, because you keep on repeating. But B'day Shammayim, Tosfos thinks the din should be that it's the Epshel Tzamtzim. We assume it certainly didn't happen simultaneously, it's not exactly B'vasachas, and you treat it as a suffix, which one happened first.
Let's say when the Chum give a shear or something, right? Say 2,000 Amos, what happens to be. So what does that mean? So you have to be exactly 2,000 Amos? So what the Rabbanan is saying, I know I want to make it exactly 2,000 Amos? Thank you, Rashir. Because so I need Rashir.
I mean, you're allowed to go up Pai Mama. So yeah. Anything up until up Pai Mama, you're allowed to go.
So what's the So I mean, what if I'm off about 2 inches or something? Or this way 2 inches, this way 2 inches? Or am I going after the 2 inches? Not 2 inches.
Are you allowed to go a little past it to say it's a suffix? You allowed to go a little further? I don't think so. I mean, suffix, so don't go further. That's easy. That's not hard. No, the shot is, what if you have a case where you have to know B'diyuk? There you don't have to know B'diyuk. Go up until there. Don't get involved in the suffix. But other cases, you got to figure out exactly what it is. That what? The Mishnah has, if a guy went a little bit chutz l'tchum, so he's allowed to, once he went chutz l'tchum, he's not allowed to come back in. You only have dollar arms. The Mishnah says, because we're not so precise, so we're not machma, so he says he's allowed to come back to chatchum. Yeah. That's an exception to the rule, yeah. Because tchumen is only the rabbanon to begin with. And we didn't measure so precisely. We measure. How do you measure a pi mama? So the Mishnah says you take a rope, a heavy rope that's 50 amas long, and you keep on using it one time, second time, third time. So it's not going to be precise. And the ground level goes up and down, so you try to hold the rope approximately level all the time. Approximately level. I have to know what the pull of gravity is. What's called approximately level? Approximately perpendicular to the pull of gravity. How do you know exactly where the pull of gravity is every time? The ground is always crooked, the ground is never straight. So that's what the Mishnah says. When you figure it out, Apai Mama, we know for sure it's not precise. Because we'll be using a rope of 50 amas and using it over and over and over again. We didn't use one long rope of Apai Mama. So yeah, there's room to be making. Yeah.
Yeah, but but you have mice from Barbaria with the anti-Kasher straddling the line, and they kick them out. They said, "That doesn't come give a shear, that's a shear."
Yeah. Yes, the shaila, if you have a bird that has one leg toch hamishim mama, one leg chutz l'chamishim mama, what's the din? Do you assume it came from this chicken coop, or do you assume it came from outside? So they kicked them out of the base medrash. Yeah. The chacham, you have to draw a line somewhere. So whenever they draw a line, that's the halacha. A person is tovel in a mikvah by boim so. Why is the shira boim so? What does it correspond to? The Gemara says, the average size person, that's maim shekol gufa, elohem b'basachas. Can dip in a leg at a time and an arm at a time in your chest and then the back. You have to be toivel, you have to be submerged under the water legamer. So if a person is a giant, he won't be able, a fat, big giant, not going to fit in. Ugmel Chaboshim won't be able to fit into a boy himself. If it's a tiny little baby, he'll fit into tenso. But the average sized person, you need a boy himself. So why don't you say you should change it for each person? If it's a baby, it should be good if it's less. And if he's not so tall, he's not so fat, if he's short and skinny, should be good. Look, Gemara says, that's the halacha. Whenever you have halacha, it has to be our boy himself. Now, how much is exactly? Yeah, that we assume that's their ice, right? Our boy himself, we assume is halacha Moshe Misina, right?
By Tchumen, doesn't Rabbi Akiva or somebody hold that it's their ice?
Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumen Alpai Mama is their ice, yes.
So how would...
Gemara said, we don't accept his opinion. Yeah.
Would he not allow the person to go back?
He would not permit, He would not permit. These are coolest by Truman on the assumption that Truman is only their Rabbanan.
Is the question here a question of what Machta is in the Kula, or is the issue of what Rabban Shalom told Moshe?
It starts off presenting the Machlegs Ratkana Rav as if it's only about the Halachal Moshe Messinai of Shechita. But then the next line, the Gemara is going to divert our attention and expand it, that the Machlekes really does not apply to Shechita. But Shechita, they all agree that you need Roiv. Machlekes is Garan Karban Pesach. So they're totally different Machlekes. We're going to proceed. We're going to see.
You said it, two people are in the same Dalai Lama, so it belongs to the first person who got the
Eruv. Yes.
So let's say...
Dalai Lama is Takana de Rabbana. Yeah. So whoever came first is sort of kind of those Dalai Lamas.
Without each man answering, you're not supposed to step back into somebody's Dalai Lama.
Right.
So if the other person came after you and you had that Mokim first, and then you'd be able to do that because your Dalai Lamas.
I don't think it's the same. It's not the same Dalai Lamas. Dalai Lamas were Trilas that did their ice, I think. You have a mission in the Goyim. The Dalai Lamas by davening is an Indian der Isa. The Dalai Lamas by Kenyan is a din der Rabban. It's not the same. No, the Achrayim say, let's say you're not allowed to walk in front of a person who's davening Shmanes. So let's say a guy's davening Shmanes, he's just by the door. So he paralyzes the whole shul. Nobody can go in, no one can go out. So that's not right. If he knows he's going to stand along Shmanes, he said, daven facing the wall, daven all the way up in the front, but he daven right in front of the door. So the Achrayim use a melitza, Ein on a mosa dovashenu shaloi. They don't mean Ein on a mosa. Ein on a mosa dovashenu shaloi. Let's say I pour in milk in your cooking flesh, I pour in milk into your flesh. You're going to say, it doesn't become basal b'chal, Ein on a mosa dovashenu shaloi. There is no such thing. I'll pour in chazer into your soup, and there's no shishin. You don't say Ein on a mosa dovashenu shaloi. Ein on a mosa dovashenu shaloi only applies when you need dasa on them. Let's say you put... You're visiting in my home, and you take an Erev Shabbos, and you take your wallet and you put it on a tray, and then in the middle of Shabbos, I want to serve on that tray. So the din is, does the tray become a basis of davos when you put a dvar muktz on top? So the Gemara distinguishes, was it shachech or was it miniach? If you put it there on purpose, then the tray on the bottom becomes a basis of davos, so you're not allowed to handle it. And if it's shachech, if you forgot it by accident, you weren't thinking, then it doesn't become a bus of double asa. So here the guest, you put your wallet on top of my tray. So their taisa says, Ein on mosa dovah shenu shalo, you're not the balabas tas on my tray. If you pour in milk into the flesh, or you pour in chazah shmaltz into the soup, you don't need das ha bailam over there. But here the din depends on whether shachech or miniach. So the only das that counts is the das ma. Here if a person is davening shmanes, he's davening. So what does it make a difference? What do you mean? Ein on the mosa davish hen shalai. So you're permitted to walk in front of it. So the Achrayim use that as a melitza. I don't think they meant literally ein on the mosa davish hen shalai. They mean a person has no right to paralyze the whole shul. He's going to daven in the yeshiva in a location, and no one can walk. No one can walk anywhere. They say the only time you have this din, you're not allowed to walk in front of the person. He's davening in a private home. It's his home, so don't stare him. Go somewhere else. But if you're davening in a public place, he's gonna paralyze the whole shul. So that's not right. So the din doesn't apply there. The Gemara has such a din when you get a mace. A mace is metame, but then a mace is metame dalaram. After you bury the mace in the ground, the mace is metame midirabban and dalaram asvivav. So let's say I have a backyard, and some wise guy, someone died, and some wise guy buries him in my backyard. So the mace is metame, okay, that's a din there. But the dalaram is also metame. They had no right to put the mace there. So he has no right to be there. So the Gemara says the chumra of dalaram is savi ba mace doesn't apply. I think that's what it means.
In a shul, there's no Indian that you're not supposed to go in front of somebody.
That's how Achrayim say, yeah, that the din doesn't apply in a public place like a shul, a beis medrash, because he has no right to paralyze. Let him daven somewhere else. Who tells him to daven over here?
Everybody, they have to daven somewhere. If they're standing in the aisle, like if somebody's sitting in the seat behind me, no Indian to wait for them to finish?
Right. That's what Achrayim say. It doesn't apply in shul. Whoever wants to daven a langish manesa, let him daven in the front by the mizachman. Let him not paralyze.
Would you also sit for tachnan b'tach daven amas? You still davening?
Strictly speaking, you may. Yeah, sedish gets not the whole tachnan is a minig. You're not mechuyev to say tachnan. We assume tachnan is a reshus, so you can say tachnan by standing also with mekel. If there's no place to sit, so you say tachnan, lean over a little bit like this. You don't have to do the yeshiva for the tachnun. Nachamal. So first, the Gemara presents it that it's a machlokes, Rav and Rav Kana, a local machlokes here. What was the nature of the halacha of Moshe Mesinai? Zabachta kashet zvisicha. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Tosis points out that in Erevin there's such a machlokes, also different names, not Rav and Rav Kana, different Amorim there. What's the din by Poritz Ka'oimed? So they ask, how come these are treated as two different sugyas? Why didn't our Gemara quote that topic? So Tosfos says it could be that that's a different topic there. Why? Because the Gemara says shiur and chatzitz and a mechitz and a halacha l'moshe misinai. What do you mean mechitz and a halacha l'moshe misinai? What aspect of mechitz? So the Gemara says lavud, good, asig, good, achis, doifen akuma, and this also oimid merub ala parts. Could be it's also halacha l'moshe misinai. So there's room to say shechita is a local machlokes here, not the shaylef and kolatar kula. What did the Rebbeinu Shlom? What was the nature of the? What was the nusach of the halacha Moshe Mesinai? And there's room to say that mechitzas are different because the Gemara says also separate halacha Moshe Mesinai. Normally you don't need halacha Moshe Mesinai to say ruba kekula. It's based on the pasuk in Mishpatim. Acharam lahatas, if 13 say chay mis and 10 say pater. We say the odds are 13 to 10 that is Chayv Misa. And we say the Psak was issued by the entire Sanhedrin, because Ruba Kekula, so the Psak was issued by the entire Sanhedrin. So the din of Ruba Kekula is derived from that Pasuk, Acharam Lahatas. But it's another din by Mechitzas, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that Ruba Kekula, and over here could be a local Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So there's room to distinguish. Maybe there is different, maybe there it's different. Maybe Kala Tarkula is a different din. So now the Gemara is going to proceed. Are there any rise one way or the other? So the Gemara Tanan. So they quote from our Mishnah. Chatzi echad ba'oif. Instead of shechting roiv of the oif, he only shechts exactly half. The echad v'chatzi be'behem is supposed to shecht roiv of shnayim. By the behem, what if he shechts an entire simen? Then he shechts exactly half of the other one. So it's a that's no good. So it's not black and white. That mafza machza is not acceptable. The iam is mafza machza kirev. Am I possible? Hovelay roiv. Everything about the rabbana for sure it's no good. If he shecht mafza machza, the rabbana for sure he's not allowed to eat it. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe mid the rabbana they'll masa the mevid palga. Maybe. The Gemara says maybe that's exerid the rabbana. Maybe minatara really matza is good. Maybe it's only chumra rabbana. So bottom line halacha lemaisa, the Gemara does say matza is no good. But the machloek is rabbi Rav Kana was whether it's a din deraisa din derabbana. So let's see. So the Gemara says toshma. So now they're already expanding it that it's a machloekis and it sounds if it's a machloekis and kol atarakula or the matza machza kirev. So they quote the din. They quote the din from Mishnayis Kalim. What's the halacha if you have a kli that's tame, kli eitz or kli mateches, so you toivel it in the mikveh, it becomes tahor. If you have a kli cheres, that's a pasuk, kli cheres, once it becomes tame, en lo tar b'mikveh. So what do you do if you want to be mitar the kli cheres? The Torah says you smash it. If you smash it, then it's no longer tummy. The same din applies to kli matachas and to kli eitz also, but why should you be so stupid? Why should you smash it if you can be toivel in the mikveh? We had, when we learned Gemara Shabbos, so we had, the Gemara tells the story that Shlom Tzion HaMalka was giving a big party, and all the silverware became tamei, and she wanted Davkit to use it that night at the party. And if she would be toivel in the mikveh, then it would need Har Shemesh, because I guess she was serving truma, a kotchem or something, and wouldn't be able to have Har Shemesh. So she smashed every single kli. She had the expert smash all the kelim and saw them back together again. In order to, if when you do shvira, so the whole tumah disappears. If you toivel something in the mikveh, it's called the tful yom. You have to wait till Har Shemesh. Even if you wait a year till you toivel in the mikveh, you have to wait till it says hakucham following when you would toivel it in the mikveh. But if you smashed it, so the whole tumah vanishes into thin air, you don't have to wait anymore. So she was a wise guy. So she smashed all the kli mateches. And she had them, soldered them all back together again. The Chachamim saw that this is going to be a problem. So they made a gzeira tumah yishona. Whenever you had the Maisis Shohei was about kli mateches. So they made a chumer medarbon. If you had a kli mateches and you smashed it and you soldered it back together again, so it reverts back to the old tumah medarbon. In our Torah, there is no such thing. So the din of smashing kli cheres is not restricted only to kli cheres. It applies to kli mateches also, but why should you do it? By cheres, there's no brera. The only way to make a Torah is by smashing it. So what if I have, let's say, such a kli, and I smash part of it, and it still can function as a kli? The bottom part can still function as a kli. So it still retains the same kli. So the top part, I smashed it, let's say, like this. The top part is not useful anymore as a kli. So that's shavur, that's tohar. But the bottom part that can still function as a kli will still retain the tumah from before. So the Mishnah has a case, Chol Kol Lishnayim, the Hein Shovim, he smashed the Kli Cheres, he smashes it exactly in half, and they're exactly 50-50. He measures 100 times, every time comes out they're exactly the same size. So what's the din? So the Mishnah says, what is it, a Braisa? The Braisa says, Temeim de Bot HaTomei Lefishi I Efshe Litzamtzem. We assume that the measurement is not accurate. So Taisa says, wait a minute. But aren't we assuming that b'di'odam, if you can measure it, measure, measure, keep on measuring over and over and over again, and every time it comes out to be the same thing, so then we assume that it is Efshel Tzamtzem b'di'odam? That's called Efshel Tzamtzem b'di'odam? Also machlokes, but we assume la halacha that b'di'odam is Efshel Tzamtzem. So Taisa says, the first few lines in this long Taisa, Lefishi Efshel Tzamtzem, so they quote a Gemara, even according to the Tanna, Rabbi Yosef Glili, don't perk sheni de pcheres, epshel et samtzim, v'yotzen shnei roshin ka'achas. When it looks as if the heads of the two calves, the two male calves came out, that's b'dei shamayim. That's b'dei shamayim. And still Rabbi Yosef Glili holds epshel et samtzim b'dei shamayim. Moiduhu, Rabbi Yosef Glili would agree, the kli cheres. This din, when you smash the kli, it removes the tumah, applies to kli eitz, it applies to kli matachas also. But this special case is only talking about kli cheres. The fishy epshel tzamtzim, that's local by kli cheres, because china dishes, sometimes the parts of the china are thicker than other parts. So maybe you think that you measured exactly 50-50, keep on measuring over and over and over again, 10 times you keep on measuring, looks to you as if it's exactly the same. It's most probably not the same, because the thickness of the cheres is not always going to be the same. Moduhu b'kli cheres k'dekam b'hosam, all these by gumas. It's a local reason why there, even Rabbi Yosef Glili, who thinks Efshel Tzamtzem b'dei shamayim, even b'dei shamayim holds that we assume Efshel Tzamtzem, we assume that it exactly happened the way you think it happened. But if it's a kli cheres, then we assume it's probably not going to be exactly precise. Okay. So the Braisa says, if you have a kli cheres that was tamei and smashed in such a way it's exactly 50-50, so we assume Efshel Tzamtzem. And each one is misafik. Maybe this is the right, maybe this is the right. Whichever one has the right, whichever half of the kli cheres has 51% of the original kli, and now they're both useful as a kli. Now each half is useful as a kli. So does it still retain the identity of the original kli? If you smashed a table and now it's useful as a stool, that's a different kli. So it doesn't have the original tumah. But if you smashed it and it's still useful as the same type of a kli to hold the drinks or something, So if it retains 51% of the original kli and it has this, still the same mishtamshes, so nothing changed, it's just a little smaller, but it's still the original kli. So the Gemara says over here, a local reason by kli cheres, because it has gumas, yeah. So what would it appear? Epshel tzamtzim. But if he would have said it is epshel tzamtzim, he would have said tahirim. We would have said that both has hatar. Why don't you say machza machza kiroiv? Why don't you say each one should be tummy? Why don't you say each one is tummy? That's the more. Amay tahirim. Why don't you say zil hacha ikaruba? Zil hacha ikaruba. If you hold like that opinion, that machza machza is kiroiv, so this one is dina kiroiv, and that one is dina kiroiv. The Gemara is assuming that if the Amor who thinks machza machza kiroiv, Rav's opinion, is not restricted only to shechita. When they first worded it, they said, hachi amalei rachman ala Moshe, hachi amalei rachman ala Moshe. They're discussing what was the nusach of the halacha ala Moshe Messina that was formulated specifically over here by shechita. Now the Gemara is broadening it out. They're talking about in general whether machza machza kiroiv and kol haTorah kula. So the Gemara says, no, that's not reasonable. Amra Papet, that can't be. That can't be. You're going to say that they're both, you're going to say, Zilhocha Ikruba, you should say that they're both Tomei B'Torah Svadai. The Gemara said they're both Tomei, the Brai says they're both Tomei B'Torah Sofik. Because it's the Epshel Tzamtzim, because you have Gumas and Klicheres, you don't know which one has 51%, which one has 49%. The Misofik, they're both Tomei. One is Tomei, one is Tomei. Misofik. Gemara says, why don't you say they're both Tomei B'Torah Svadai? It's Epshel. If the din would have been Epshel Tzamtzim, so you should say that they're both Tomei B'Torah Svadai. Why do you just say B'Torah Sofik? And for the Gemara, my papa, nah, that can't be. Trey Ruby B'Chad Manalek. And one Kli, you're going to say that this one is the Rav, this one is the Rav. That's Astira. You can't say that they're both Tomei B'Torah Svadai. So that's out of the question.
But the, why is that out of the question? If the premise is that half is like
rope,
then it is.
So that's what Rashi explains. When you're shechting, so you're only interested in the part that you cut. You don't care about the rest. So if you cut exactly here, so machza machza kiroiv. Or when you're making a mechitza around an area to determine that inside the enclosed area is a rishus hayochid, so the mechitza makes it into a rishus hayochid. So you have machza machza, exactly, machza machza. So that's good. Machza machza is kiroiv. But over here, you're interested in both halves of the kli, and both halves have a hishtamshes, the same hishtamshes from before. Both halves are useful as a cup, and each one you're going to say this is kiroiv and this is kiroiv. So each one retains the original identity of the original kli. So that's an impossibility. You can't say that they're both tummy, and can't just say arbitrarily. You say this one is tummy, this one is tar. That's arbitrary. So that's what the Gemara says. You have to treat it as a suffix. You can't say, even if the din would have been Epshel Tzamtzim, you can't say that they're both Tamei B'Torah Svadai. The most you can say is that they're Tamei B'Torah Svadai. Because we're being done on both. By the Shechita, we're not being done on what's left. They're just being done on one part. Did I shecht Ruboy? So I say, yeah, Machza Machza is Kerov, I shechted Ruboy.
But by the Kli, they're equal, so that's the rule. That's the premise, so that's the rule. So why does
Rav
Papa say it's impossible?
No, because we're considering each half is a Tomei or not. There's a shayla on both halves. So you can't say this is Kiroiv and that's Kiroiv and each one retains the identity of the original. It can't be that they're both. It can't be that they're both either one or the other. It's a Taita D'Sasi to say both. But to say you have a Mechitze that's exactly Paretz Ka'emer, you did a Shechita exactly Machza Machza, so you're only interested in the Oimid, you're only interested in the part that you cut. So then Rav is entitled to say that Machza Machza is Kiroiv. So the Gemara now is in this quotation, Toshma, when they quoted from the Din of Shvirus HaKelem, they're clearly understanding that Rav's opinion applies in Kol HaTorah, not just the local Din now, not the way they presented it initially. So now the Gemara says, Toshma, on the last line, the bottom line on Daf Chav Ches on the base. Toshma. There is a brisa that says, Shochat Chatzi Gargeris. Gargeris is the windpipe, the konet. The Shohabo Kidei Shchita. The Racham Mishil Cheshchita, that we discussed already on Daf Tesam and Al. Shehiya Drosa Chalod HaGrama V'Iker. So Shehiya means, I start shechting the animal, and then I pause for 25 minutes. And I paused so long, I could have done a shechita from the beginning to the end. Not how much time will it take me to finish the shechita? How much time would it take to do a ma'aser shechita from the beginning to the end? He pauses a half an hour. It never takes a half an hour to shecht the behemah. Normal one doesn't take half an hour. So he shechts exactly shochat chatzi gageris. He shechts half of the windpipe. V'shoba k'dei shechita, he pauses half an hour. Davens minchan k'dei shechita acheris. He pauses the amount of time, not the amount of time it would take to finish this shechita. Amount of time it would take to do a shechita from the beginning to the end. Shechita acheris. The gomra, and then he completes the shechita. So it says shechita sekshera. It's good. Frag the gemara the e amrit machta machta kiroiv. What's the din? There are treifas. There are 77 odd different treifas. So one of the treifas is a nekev in the veshit. Nekuvas aveshit is b'mashu. If there's a little hole in the food pipe, even if it's a mashu, then there's a din. What about psukas hagageris? What if there's a hole in the windpipe? So a hole in the windpipe is not a treifa. Only if psukas hagageris. Psukas hagageris means if roiv of the kona is slit. What if chatzi kana pogum? What if half of the kana is cut? So the Gemara says that's not a treif. That doesn't pose a problem. It's not a treif. So here the Gemara tells a story. The fellow takes a knife and he's, let's say, a goy shechts a beim. So that's no good. What if a goy takes a knife and he shechts exactly half of the kana? So he shechts half of the kana. Even if the animal would have slit its kana on its own, it's walking near knives and it would cut its own kana, that doesn't make it into a treifa. And when the shechet takes a knife and he shechts the rest of the kana, and he's mashlim it to rive, then he shechts the veshit, so that's not a problem. So here, what do you mean, shochat chatzi gageris? He shechts exactly half of the windpipe, and he waits a half an hour, then he completes the shechita, so it says that it's good. Frag the Gemara, Akasha, how can it be good? If you hold like Rav, who holds by shechita, machza machza kiroiv, and it seems that the Gemara is now assuming Machza Machza Kereb Zedin and Kol HaTar Kulo. The Machza Machza is Kereb. So Psukas HaGageres. If you have the windpipe is cut, Ruboy, it makes it into a Trefo. So if Rav holds Machza Machza is the same as the Roiv, Itarfolo. So the whole Behema became a Trefo. Because he shechted Chatzi Gageres. That's a, if he would shecht roiv of the gargaris, if you assume it's a behemoth, you want to understand big bits of knife. If you assume we're talking about a behemoth, so you have to shecht the kana and the veshit. So if he shechts the whole kana, then he waits a half an hour, then he shechts the veshit, so it's an avela because of shehiyah. What if he shechts roiv of the kana, and then he waits a half an hour, same thing? Shechts roiv of the kana, so the kana is geshachten, and then he cuts the veshit, he waited a half an hour between, so it's shehiyah. It passes. What if he shechts exactly 50-50? Shochat chatzi gargeris. So the Brisa says that is no problem. Why is it no problem? Because chatzi kana pogum is not a problem. It's only called psukas hagargeris. Only makes it an avela if its ruba is cut. Freg di gemara. But if Rav's din is a din and kala tarakula, not a local din in Hilchas Shchita, it's a din and kala tarakula. So the din should apply to treifis also. I should say, if nifsak hagargeris beruboy is a treifa, so nifsak hagargeris machza machza should also be a treifa because the halacha says that machza machza is kiroif. And for the Gemara, what's hakstat chaynik? Here we're talking about treifas. Treifas has to do with medicine. You can't apply halachas to medicine. The medicine says if it's nifsak hagargeris beruba, it's a treifa. You can't say machza machza is kiroif, and therefore if it's chatzi kana pogum, it's already a treif. I was going to say that's a medical issue. It's not a halachic issue.
The point is, of course, even without shehiyah, the second that you got to mechza, even if you keep going, at that moment, it's a treif.
No, every time you shecht an animal, is always like that. Let's say I shecht the kana. Okay. Let's say you shecht the veshit first. They make a nekuvas aveshit. No, but then if you keep on shechting, then it's a gloy Muslim affair. The whole thing was in the line of shechita. So there's no treifas on nekuvas aveshit. There's no treifas of psukas hagageris either. But if he pauses in between, then it's not mitzdarev. Then I say the shehiyah, he pauses half an hour in between the kodesh and the veshit. So it's a shehiyah. So then I said that was he made it a treifa first, and then when he shechts later on, it's not mitzdarf yet. Only for a moment, so it's not no shir shehiya. So it's all the hemshech of the shtitas. Yeah, because whenever you shecht an animal, you make it a treifa. Even the kubas aveh should up sukas hagageres, but the kach nemar halacha. If you continue shechting and it's a gloy milson amarfer shchita began from the beginning, so that doesn't make it a treifa. That's how you, that's the oifen of shchita. It's always like that. But if he does a shia in the middle, and already became a treifa before, and the shia is mapsik, it's not mitzdarf yachad, so the Gemara says it's already itarfalo. It already became a treifa from before. So first the Gemara gives one answer. Mi sabris bebehema, you think we're talking about a behema. And in the behema, you have to shech the kona and the reshet. And then there's a problem of shehiya. Lo, we're talking about oif. And in a fowl, all you have to do is shecht once. So all he shechts is the kana. He's not going to shecht the reshet. And over here, manavshach. If you hold, what did he do? He took a knife, cuts exactly machza machza, then he waits a half an hour, then he finishes the kana. So if you hold, if your machza machza, is the shechita is finished, overlay ruba. He already shechted the right finished. When he does later, can't make it into an avela. That was against Rashi. That was Tosis quoted this Gemara against Rashi. Rashi had a chiddush that if you do shia b'miyad basra, you shech the kon and the veishet, then you rove the kon and rove the veishet, and then you go to daven mincha. Then he comes back a half an hour, he takes the knife, and he continues to shech. He was already finished with the shechita. He shech the rove kon and rove veishet. So Rashi learns later, the Gemara had an abai b'leif shita, and Rashi says l'chumra, and the Rambam was machin like Rashi, that shia b'miyad basra passels. Even though you already finished the shechita, so that's what Taisa Tainas. It's against this gemara. If you already finished the shechita, you can't make the animal into a. You can't declare that it's
an
avail.
The animal is suffering.
The animal is suffering, so he really should do something. But he should do something else. You shoot it, or you should bop it over the head. But if Rashi says if he takes the knife and he continues to cut by the neck where he started before, that's shia. So shia is going to pass him. Even though you didn't need the miyad basr, shia pasal. So the Gemara says, "Mi sabris bebeim." You think that price is talking about shchitas beim? No, we're talking about oaf. Oaf, all you need is shchitas simenech. So all the shechting is the kana. So you say mi manav shech. If you all machza machza kerev, you finished. Overlay ruba, the whole shchita is over. When he does, there's no issue of shia. And he machza machza ain't a kerev. Lo yovid v'lo klum. So chatzi kana pogum is not a problem. Chatzi kana pogum. By the kana, it doesn't make treifas. By the veisha, the mashahu makes treifas. But by the kana, it doesn't pose any problem. So that brisa doesn't, that's not a kasha. Maybe it's talking life. Then the Gemara is going to give the other answer. The second kasha, the Gemara is going to give the answer that in hilchas treifas, hilchas treifas depends on medicine. So if you can't use the halacha say, machta, machta kerayv, so since it has Psukas Hagageris, exactly Machza. Machza Makarab, I declare it as Psukas Hagageris Berupa. No! Psukas Hagageris is a treifas, depends on the medicine. Has to be Rubai, not Machza Machza. Halachas don't fit in over here. Chazanish has like that. The Gemara says in Erev in Adaf Yud Aleph, if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, when we make an Erev around the community, so usually make a Tzuras HaPesach. What's a Tzuras HaPesach? Kana Mikam, Kana Mikam, Kana Gabem. You have two mezuzahs and a mashgaf on top, and if you would have put hinges and you would have put a door, so the door would have served as a mechitza. So even though the door, let's say here there's a door, but the door is open. Or let's say both doors would be open, and you don't even have any hinges. But as long as you have kana mikan, kana mikan, kana gabayim, and the kana mikan is sturdy enough to hold hinges, it has to be bria kdei lekabel del shalkash. It has to be sturdy enough. So even if there are no hinges, even if you didn't put the door at all, that's the din that a tzuras ha-pesach is dina kemechitza. So some of the poskim say the kana mikan doesn't have to really touch the ground. If it's within three tefachim to the ground, they say lovud. Or some of the poskim say the kana gabayim doesn't have to go all the way. If the kana gabayim goes a little bit and goes a little bit here, it's missing in the middle, and the part that's missing is less than three tefachim, then you say lovud. Frank has like that. So the Chazon Ish writes, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that Tzuras HaPesach has to be constructed the way construction people, the way Goyim would build a Tzuras HaPesach. I'm going to tell the guy, build me a Tzuras HaPesach with a lavud, What are you talking about? A lavan is halachas. Tzoros haPesach, if it's pischei shamoi, if it's poorly constructed, it's not acceptable. So the Chazanish Titus, you can't use halachas over here. You can't say gurachas and gurasik and lavud. It doesn't have any shaychas over here. Has to be kediavdin. She said that's going to be the next answer. The Gemara is going to say the next question. The Gemara is going to say even if you hold machtza machtza kiroiv and kolat harukula, but not by medical issues, it doesn't apply to chatzi kanapogam. Chatzi kanapogam is a medical issue of hilchus treifus, so you can't say you can't apply halacha machtza machtza kiroiv. You should label it as a psukas hagaga. Let's see toshma. They quote another brisa. Harei shahoy chatzi kanapogam v'asif halu kol shehu begamrei shchitasek sheira. Freg di Gemara v'i amir machtza machtza kiroiv. Freg di Gemara treifa havya. Let it be a treifa. This is talking about shechting an oif. If machtza machtza kiroiv, and he paused in between. He harish and chatzi kana pogam by itself. The chicken was missing. It cut its own neck. Chatzi kana is missing. So why don't you say it should be psukas hagageris? On my rabbi, the rabbi finally gives the answer. This is the answer to the first question also. Shinali and treifa, the bina rabbi nira lanam. That depends on medicine. You can't apply a rule of ruba kukuloi if you're talking about a medical mitzias. The Gemara says, when it comes to treifas, you can't ask akasha. How come this is a treifa? That's not a treifa. It should be a kava chaymer. So the braisa says, if the animal breaks its leg by the tumas agidin, it becomes a treifa. The animal breaks its leg 2 inches above the tumas agidin, it's not a treifa. So shouldn't it be a kava chaymer? Man, if it breaks its leg lower down, it's a treifa. Breaks its leg higher up, closer to the body. So you're missing more of the leg. Should certainly be a treifa. So the Mishnah says it's not. So the Gemara said you can't ask kashas from kavachaymers on issues of medicine, on hilchas treifas. So that's what the Gemara says here. It's not going to help to say machtza machtza kiroiv to declare that it should become a treifa. When it comes to the shiny lini treifa, the minor ban nira leinai. It depends on the mitzvahs. In fact, Abaye akasha amalei Abaye v'lav kol tekenu. Shouldn't it be a kavachaymer ma treifa to be mashu mitarfa? Sometimes by the veshet, if you have nikuvas aveshet, b'mashuhu, it makes it a treifa. But by the kone, mashuhu is not enough. You have to have psukas hagager, it means right. Echad bin aruba, but by the kone, so mashuhu does not make a treifa. It only makes it a treifa. If you have a right, bin aruba, so still what do you say, bin aruba nir loy naim, so shchita, that there's no dira mashuhu at all. Shchita for sure you have to have. Adika ruba loy miskasho loy koshkeni miruva near loy nai. Shouldn't you say that for sure everyone should agree that you have to kill the animal? The shchita has to be in such a way to kill the animal. So if you say that a chatzi kana pogam doesn't kill the animal, so how can you say you shech the chatzi kana? That's a shchita on the kana. He said the animal is walking around where the chatzi kana pogam is not a treifa. So how can you say if you shech it, it shouldn't count as anything? If it's exactly machtza machtza, he didn't do anything. So the Gemara says it must be that there's a misrepresentation over here. There never was a machlek. There was a machlek as Rav Kana, but not by shchita. Ela the Gemara says Abai v'Rav were a few generations later after Rav and Rav Kana. So the Gemara says Ela must be the kuli alma, something got lost in transmission here. The Rebbe was a machlekes by shchita. The kol yama machtza machtza ain't a kiroiv, because shchita means you have to kill the animal in a specific fashion. If you cut the chatzi kana pogam, that doesn't make it a treifa. So you're not killing the animal; it can live another 120 years with the cut neck if it's machtza. So it's not called shchita. So there never was a machlekes by shchita. Eliki itmar, the Rav Kana. There is a machlekes linya Pesach itmar. What's the shaila? What's the din in hilchas Pesach? The Korban Pesach has to be brought b'tahara. The Kohanim who are makriv the Korban have to be toharim. And the people on whose behalf the Korban Pesach is offered have to be toharim also, because a tummy is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach is only oila, you can only be makriv it if it has benuyim, if it has people who are able to eat it. You have to have a chabura, have to be mamuna on it, and then have to be people are able to eat a kazais and able to eat, that it should be tahar. So there is a din we just had in the Parshas HaShavua, and Bahal Oischa, there is a din, a few people with tamei, LaNefesh, and they weren't able to participate in Korban Pesach. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be? We lost that chance, and Moshe Rabbeinu was given the din of Pesach Sheni. Whoever was Tami Pesach Rishon means Pesach Sheni. So the Loshon HaPosuk, Ish Ish Ki Yiyah Tomei LaNefesh. Ish Ish. So the Mashmoa says, the Gemara has the deal, Ish Nitche, the Ein Hatzibah Nitche. If the Rav Hatzibah is Tomei, so then they bring Korban Pesach B'tumah. That's a din. We usually say, Tum is Mutta B'tzibur. So the Gemara explains in Tmura, the beginning of the second parak in the Mishnah, Rav Meir is quoted in the Mishnah, it's not a din Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibah. There are differences. Korban Tzibah means the Tmina B'Masof, not paid for by Machzah Shekel money. Korban Yochid is paid for by the private person's money, his own money. So this din that the Korban Tzibah is Dech HaTumah and Dech HaShabbos, so Rav Meir says the Mishnah doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibah versus Korban Yochid. It depends on Zmanu Kavua versus Zain Zmanu Kavua. Whenever it's Zmanu Kavua, it's going to be Ova Yom Abatla Karban. You have to bring the carbon on this day, and as Nit, you lost the chance. Then it's Decha Shabbos, then it's Decha Tuma. And if it's Zain Zmanu Kavua, then it's not Decha. So Ruba, the Ruba of the Karban Tzibur are Zmanu Kavua. Once in a long while, you have a Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur. You can bring it whenever you have a chance to. So that's Takanat Decha Shabbos, not Decha Tuma. It's a Karban Tzibur, but it's not Zmanu Kavua. In Roiv of the Korbanos Yochid Ein Zmanim Kavua, some of them are Zmanim Kavua. Chavita Kohen Gadol, every single day of the year, the Kohen Gadol pays from his own pocket for the Chavita, Minchas Chavita, and it's offered on his behalf. It's not a Korban Tzibur, it's a Korban Yochid, but it's Zmanim Kavua. So that's the Halacha. That can be, that's Dech Shabbos. He bring it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yontif, and it's Dech Tumah also. So the Gemara says that's learned out from this pasuk that it says. Ish ish ki yatomi lanefesh or b'derech chachaka. He didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He should bring Pesach Sheni. So the Mashmoa says ish nitche bein atzibah nitche. If the roiv hatzibur atomi, the roiv hatzibur atomi means tumas meis, not tumas zava yoledes. As if it's a tumah hayotza lemigufay, the two different categories of tumah. There's tumas maga. I was mekabel tumah mi bachutz. I touched somebody or something which is tomi. So then the din is if it's tumas maga. Then it's you bring the carbonus even though everybody's tomei tumas maga. But if the roiv hatzibur had gave birth to babies, all the women had their babies and they're all tumas yoledes, or they're all zav zava nida yoledes and metzora, then the Mishnah says that it's not decha, it's not decha tumah.
Rabbi Shechter, is not shchita kedin less pain for the enemy?
We assume that it's the Torah gave us this form of shechita because it's less tzar balechayim, right? When the Nazis finally decided to kill all the Jews, at first they decided that shechita is inhumane, and they only permitted the Jews to shecht the same amount of animals according to their percentage of the population. The Ashkenazim don't trebe the flesh and the achurayim because it's hard to know what's chela and what's not. So the Svardim have a tradition, they know how to do a nikar achel, they take out the chel. Ashkenazim shech twice as many animals as they really need, and they sell the hind parts to the goyim, because we don't know how to take out the chel. So first the Nazis made exeria that the Jews are not allowed to shech twice as many animals as they need, because if you don't stun the animal in advance, so it's a tzar bal chaim, but it's our religion, so they're not going to aser our religion. So they said, we can only shech the same proportionate to our percentage of the population. And then they made other, then they finally decided to kill all the Jews. Where was the Tzab al Chaim? They're so worried about the Tzab al Chaim. Yeah.
Is that the Gid Hanasha?
What?
Is that the Gid Hanasha? That's
no, the Gid Hanasha they do remove. Gid Hanasha they do remove. That's not the problem. The Goyim know how to remove the Gid Hanasha, but the Chaylev is questionable. So that's why the meaning by Ashkenazim is they don't eat the whole hind part of the animal because of the Chaylev.
So how does it work with the Yachid? The Yachid, the Zman of the carbon, is going to pass, but you still need the Tzibur to be Tomei for him to bring it?
If a Yachid is Tomei on your Dalit Nissen, a Pesach Rishon,
on a regular, like a carbon Chavitin of the
Minchas Chavitin. He has to bring it every day. So he doesn't have to do the Hakrava. He has to be the Bala Korban. So the Rambam is of the opinion, many Rishonim are of the opinion, not only are you not makir of the korban if the kohen is tamei, you're not allowed to be makir of the korban on behalf of a bala korban who's tamei. So if the Kohen Gadol is Tomei, so he really shouldn't, and he has a Chatas, an Oila, Shlomim, an Ashim, whatever, he can't be mocked with the Korban on his behalf. He's Tomei, Tomei Mishalech Korban Oisav is only if he's lower than an Av HaTumah, if he's a Rishon HaTumah. But if he's a Tomei, an Av HaTumah, then he's not able to be Mishalech Korban Oisav. But over here, the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Minchas Chavit every day of the year. He doesn't have to do it HaKrav, he has to pay for it. You have to be a Kohen Hed, it is Makrivit on his behalf. So since it's Zman HaKavua, so they are Makrivit the Korban on behalf of the Kohen Gadol, even during the day or the weeks that he's Tomei. Because if he won't bring it today, he's going to miss a chance, there won't be any Tashlumin. But Pesach Sheni, even though it is Zman HaKavua, but it's not exactly, if you missed your chance and you dial in this, you can always bring it on Pesach Sheni. So that's the pasuk says that don't bring it betum on Pesach Rishon, because since it has tashlum, it's bring it on Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara comes out. There never was. It's a mistake. There never was a machlekes Rav Rav Kana by Shechita. It's a mistake. It can't be a machlekes by Chatzi Kana Pogum. If the animal has a Chatzi Kana Pogum, it's not a trade for us. How can you say that when you shecht a Chatzi Kana, that's killing the animal? It doesn't kill the animal. It's not a treifus. The animal can live another 100 years like this. So there never was a machlekes by shechita. The ganze machlekes is only by Pesach. And it's not a machlekes with the rubik matzah machzah kerev. No, it's a machlekes. How do you read the mashmos of the pasuk? The pasuk says, ish ish ki yetomi lenefesh, ish nitchem in atzibo nitchem. So that's the machlekes. How do you darshan? Let's see again, the last 7 lines here, before the 2 dots. The Gemara says, no, ki yitman der Rav Rav Kanali in Pesach itma. Reisha Yisrael machzitar machzitimeim. Half of the people attended, let's say the Nasi died. The chief rabbi died. So half of the people attended the funeral, half of the people didn't. The Nasi died 5 days before Pesach. And everybody, half of the people are tomei tumas meis. You have to have hazas paraduma water for 7 days, shlishi shvi, before you go to mikveh to become tor. So half of the people will not be able to become tor before Pesach. Exactly, machzah machzah. Exactly, half of the people are Tomei, half of the people are Tohar. What do you mean, half of the people? What, they took a poll, all the Jews in the whole wide world? No, the Gemara says in Yerushalayim, when you make the calculation whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei or Miut HaTzibur is Tomei, so the Gemara says you only take the calculation those who are in Yerushalayim. Only those, there's a din of Derech Rechoika. If you're so far away from Yerushalayim that you can't arrive within 1 day's traveling, then you're not called the Ben Yerushalayim. Even if you live in Yerushalayim all year long, but you're out of town on Erev Pesach, you plan to fly back. So if you're not there in Yerushalayim, even though you'll make it in time by flying, but if you're not there in Yerushalayim at the time that it counts, that's the question, when does it count? Alos HaShachar of Erev Pesach or Chatzos. But if you're not there, that's called Derech Rechoika. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, if you're trying to calculate whether Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, Rav HaTzibur is Tohor, the Rav is calculated by those who happen to be in Yerushalayim. Did you include the women or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If women are mechuyif, Korban Pesach should really have been a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So the Gemara says, but it's an exception to the rule. If you have a loiseh saseh shazman groma, women are mechuyif terbizav. Only a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, women are potter. So by Korban Pesach, we assume that not only is there a mitzvah, there's an avera. If you don't bring... Let's say a person doesn't like tefillin. Say, he did an aver, he didn't do the mitzvah of liking tefillin. He doesn't say kriyashma, he doesn't eat matzah. It's not an aver. He failed to do a mitzvah. But by Korban Pesach and by Milo, there's a punishment of koris. Whoever doesn't do a bris mila on himself, if the person is ready after bar mitzvah, he doesn't arrange for a bris mila, the person doesn't take care of Korban Pesach. So these two mitzvahs, I say, have koris. So we assume whenever there's koris, it means by definition that there's an aver. So if you have an Aveira, Aloy says that even Zman Grama women are Mechuyif. So Korban Pesach, because it has Koreis, so that's why there's a Machloika. So half of the Tanaim say, Noshim Berishan, on Pesach Rishan, women are Mechuyif to participate. So if your women are Mechuyif like the men, then they count in the poll. If you're trying to calculate whether the rave of the Jews in Yerushalayim are Tomei or Tor, so you include the women also. On Pesach Sheni, all the Tanaim agree that Noshim B'Sheni are Rishus. It's only optional. If the woman was Tomei Pesach Rishon, she didn't bring it, so then she's not Mechuyif to bring Pesach Sheni. But Noshim B'Rishon at Pesach Rishon, Yudal and Nissen, so that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Noshim B'Rishon Chayva, Noshim B'Rishon Rishus. The Pashtus is, it should have been a mitzvah as a man groma. But you look in the Gemara, and the Daf Tzadik on the base, the Gemara presents it is if the svara hachitzayna, the pashta says that women should have been mechuyev. Why women should have been? So the svasam is explained, because there's kares. So I treat it like a loises. Even though it's only a mitzvah sesi, there's kares. So I treat it like a loises, shazman grom. And the Tanu holds on Nashim Rishon is Rishus, because he has a pasuk. The burden of proof is on the one who says the women are potter. We should have, the burden of proof should have been on the one who says the women are chayef, because it should have been a mitzvah sesi, shazman grom. So that's what the svasam is explained. No, because there's kares. So I treat it like a loises. So that the Gemara in Psachim and in Sanhedrin has that discussion. When you're taking the poll of all the people in Yerushalayim, they only count the men, they count the women. You don't count the children before bar mitzvah. They don't count. If you want to, if they went to mikveh, you can give them Korban Pesach. But they're not mechuyev, they're not bar mitzvah. You only count those after bar mitzvah. And it's machlekes, but include the women or only the men in this census, in the calculation.
And this card is on the Korban Pesach. It's only something in Yerushalayim that didn't bring. But I don't know, I want to stay in Bnei Brak. I don't want to come to Yerushalayim. I'm not going to bring the Korban Pesach.
I think there is kares. The pasuk sounds like there's no kares. Isha shehutar v'darchak lohe v'chad al-sav nichrisa sounds like there's no kares, but the pashta says that there is. He's mechuyev to show up. He's mechuyev to come to Beis Hamikdash and participate in Korban Pesach. I think there is kares. Yeah. What the Dion Yer Samech discusses is the kares by Pesach Haba b'tumah. And the fellow, everybody's tummy, Reif Tzibis tummy, and he doesn't participate in the Pesach. So the Pesach, Isha Shehu Tohar, V'derech Lachaya V'chadal Me'asos HaPesach. It says if he's Tohar and he doesn't participate, what if he's tummy? And it's a Pesach Habo B'tum, because the Reif HaTzibis tummy. So that's what the Yer Sameach has a discussion. He shows him Rashi and Brachas. I think we learned it when we learned Brachas here. Rashi and Brachas, Yotes HaMebeis, is befeirish that there is Koris. Even though he's Tomei, because he's Mukhiv to bring Korban Pesach, it's Pesach Haba Betuma. So let's see again. The Gemara said, Haresha Yisra Machzah Terma Machzah Tomeim, exactly 50-50. So what's the din? So Rav Ava Machzah Machzah Kirov. What does that mean? Those who are Tohar bring, let's say 95% of the Klal Yisrael are Tomei, Tumas Tsaras. Neither your letter zav zava a tumah that's that tumah yotzel meguva that you're not doiche, you don't bring the carbon tumah. Only 5% of the population are allowed to bring a carbon. So the 5% who can bring, let it bring a pesach rishon. There's no din you need reiv atzibur. Miyat atzibur should bring pesach rishon. The reiv atzibur is tamei tumas ziva tumas your letters or whatever. So they'll bring pesach sheni. Okay. They don't bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes amoraim. We paskin, Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's not Yudalid year. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrabas Pesach Rishon, Aydei Reif HaTzibur B'Taharo. So if only 5% of the Tzibur in Yerushalayim is able to bring the Pesach Rishon, then that year there won't be any Pesach Sheni. Or let's say if they would have built the Beis HaMikdash in between Pesach and Pesach Sheni this past year. So there wouldn't be any Pesach Sheni. In Nusach Svar, they leave that Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. Nusach Ashkenaz, the meaning is that you do say. That's Achaim says. The meaning is they do say. Why do you say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni? Because it's not really Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's a month after Akrobis Pesach Rishon, Ayidei Roiv Hatzibu Bit Tahara. Which, if Yudalad Nissen went by and we didn't bring any carbon Pesach Rishon. So there just is no Pesach Sheni that year. There's nothing to discuss. There is no Pesach Sheni. So Nachum also, what's over here? Tu B'Av. Whoa, we're celebrating what used to happen over there. Yeah, it's the anniversary. Yeah, over here it's an anniversary of Pesach Sheni. It's an anniversary, but it really isn't Pesach Sheni. Yeah, on Pesach we don't say Tachnim because it's Pesach. On Shavuos because it's Shavuos. But on Pesach Sheni, it's not Pesach Sheni. On Tu B'Av, it never is anything. The whole celebration of Tu B'Av is in commemoration of something that happened many, many centuries ago. So just like in the days of the Bai Sheni was in commemoration, so today is also in commemoration. But Pesach Sheni, Bizman HaBayis, is because it was Pesach Sheni. Because there were people who were bringing Pesach Sheni. It was a Yontif. But by us, it is a Yontif. That's the Minig Ashkenaz, is that you do say Tachlin. Minig Sfarad is that you don't say Tachlin. So Nachum also, what does the Gemara say? The Machlokes is Reishei saw Machzah Torah Machzah Tameim. Rabbah Machzah Machzah Kirei. What does it mean? The people that Torah bring Pesach Rishon. Shad is the people who are Tomei. If the Rav Hatzibur is Tomei, they bring Korban Pesach Rishon Betuma. But only Machzah Machzah, exactly half, are Tomei. So the Gemara Pesachim has a solution. Take one of the people as Tor, make him Tomei. It'll be Oishayla. Make it Rav. It'll become Rav will be Tomei. Here the Gemara is talking, no, it's exactly Machzah Machzah, and you're not rigging anything. So Rav says it's not a problem, because the Machzah Tmeim are permitted. Machzah Machzah is Kerayv. Why is Machzah Machzah Kerayv? In Kol HaTorah Kuli, he doesn't have Machzah Machzah Kerayv. We'll see in a second. Rav Kanam and Machzah Machzah ain't a Kerayv. So those who are Tomei have to bring Pesach Sheni. What my time of the Rav? What is it based on? There, it's a local machleik. It's based on a person. Ish ish ki atomi la nefesh. He says ish nitche leinatziba nitchem. If it's machza machza, it's not a miut. Ish ish means if the miut atomi, then they're nitche. But if it's not a miut, it's a machza machza, and they're not nitche the pesach shen. So it comes out it's a local machleik is over there. Local machleik has no shaychus to shchita, has no shaychus to the shviras hakelim.
But which machza? You're going to say
use
the
rove,
the one that's
tomei,
the one's not
tomei. No, those who are tohor, even if they're miut, they can bring pesach rishon mitahar. Those who are tohor bring pesach rishon mitahar. Those who are tomei, so that's the machlokes. Rav and Rav Kana, do you say that they have to wait? Rav Kana says they have to wait till pesach sheni because they're not roiv hatzibur. Rav says they don't have to be. He never said machza machza is kiroiv. They don't have to be roiv. The din that you go to pesach sheni is only ish nitche. Only if it's a miut. If it's not a miut, it's not a miut, then it's not a roiv. If it's not a miut, then you're not nitcha le pesach sheni.
That's assuming the Kohanim had to hear it.
If the Kohanim had
to hear it, then even if everybody else is Torah,
the Makrav Betumim. If the Kohanim
had... If all the Kohanim had to hear it. At Tumayim. But the Rav Tzibah is
Torah. Yeah. They makir everybody's betum. They got no choice. They makir everybody's betum. Okay. We're assuming, yeah, we're talking the Kohanim HaTohar. We're just talking about the other issue, that the Tzibur is Tomei. So not only is there a din that a Kohen who's Tomei is not allowed to be makir of Karbonis unless it's Zmana Kavua, there's a din that if the Bala Karbon is Tomei, he cannot be Mishaleach Karbonisav. He can't be the Bala Karbon. Either Gemara says Tomei is Mishaleach Karbonisav. So the Rambam explains that's if he's Tomei Aloha Madrega, not an Avatuma. If he's Tomei on a Rishon Atuma, then it can be Mishaleach Karbon Asav. He gives the carbon to a Shlich, and the Shlich brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Bala Karbon is Tomei Av HaTuma, he cannot be Mishaleach Karbon Asav. Yeah. Now the Gemara has Akasha. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak, repeats the exact same thing twice. The first line is Asher Chedecha Beroy Vishnayim Bebeim Shchitos Ekshere. Then the second line says Ruba Shalecha Kamoy. If he shecht Roiv is good. Then the last line says Vaita. The last two lines in the Mishnah say Roiv Echad Boif is good. Roiv Shnayim Bebeim is good. So it says that already on the second line from the top. Ruba Shalecha Kamoy. Why is it repeated at Tzveitam? So the Gemara says the reason why it's repeated. This is Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin follows Maseches Lochem and Menachas. So there's a din of Shchita by Korbanos. So one might have thought to distinguish. Maybe you only say Ruba Kukula by Chulin. Maybe by Kotchim you shouldn't apply Ruba Kukula. Maybe you should insist you need more Chumris by Kotchim. Maybe you have to Shecht Kol HaSimen. So the Mishnah writes the same din twice. The first one goes on Chulin, one goes on Kotchim. So that's what all the Amoraim say. The only question is, how can you tell which line in the Mishnah goes on Chulin, which line? So four Amoraim are going to prove that the first line is talking about Chulin, and then the last line is talking about Kotch. Each one's going to have a different proof. That's going to be the gist of the Gemara. It's a very easy Gemara. That says Ruba Shalach Kamay. The second line on the top of the Mishnah says, you go, Raiv, Ruba Kukuloi. Why is it repeated again on the last two lines in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Amrav Hoshia, Abchei Rav Hoshia v'talmidim av Rav Yudah Nasi. So he says, Chode b'chulim v'chode b'kotchim etzvicha. One goes on chulim, one goes on shchitas kotchim. I would have thought that you're more machmer on kotchim. Why? The yashmin and chulim, if you'd only have the first mission talks about chulim, hosim hud desagalei berubim shum dolol adam metzoch. You don't need the dam. You just want to kill the animal in a certain fashion. I will be kotchim del adam metzoch. Part of the avoda of kotchim, the avoda of shchita, therefore avodas adam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So the definition of the avoda of shchita is levara chelu gavoya, to separate the dam that's going to be korib on the mizbech from the rest of the flesh. That's not going to, it's going to be eaten by the kohanim and by the bailim. So since the kochim did the dam mutzach eman, would have said, lo tizgele beruba dika kule, would have thought you have to shech the whole kohanim, the whole veishet, not to be lying up because you're going to get more dam out. So that's why you need it twice. If you have shmin and kochim, and if you only have that part of the Mishnah goes on kochim, shum did the dam mutzach, I might have thought maybe you don't even need roif. Maybe bepalga is enough. Maybe machza machza would be good. Kamash malon. Fine. So you need it written twice. And the Gemara assumes it's not because it's written twice. This is Masechus Chulin. You don't say, why is it written twice? For emphasis, it even in Kachin. Now the Gemara assumes that one half of the Mishnah goes on Chulin, one half of the Mishnah goes on Kachin. The Gemara says, which half goes on Chulin, which half goes on Kachin? So all the four Amorim got to say the same thing. The first line in the Mishnah goes on Chulin, and the last line in the Mishnah goes on Kachim. Where do you see it in the words? So each one gives a different proof. Amar Avkana, Mistabra, Reisha, B'chulin. We say the first line in the Mishnah goes on Chulin, B'seifa, B'kachim. Why me, my? How does the Perek begin? What word does it begin? Ashoyche, Echod, Ba'oif. When you're doing Oila Soif and Chata Soif, it's Malika. It's not Shoyche. So that's a dead giveaway. Hashoychet Malika is with the fingernail. That's mechuba to the guf adam. That's puzzle. If you shecht chulin with Malika, it's puzzle. That was the mission in the end in the first pair. So hashoychet echabab goes, he's shechting with a knife. So that's obviously talking about chulin. I freak the gemar, but the last line also says shchitosik shever. Tell me, the last line in the Mishnah goes on kachim. But the last line also says, rabbechet bar rab shnaim bebehem shchitosik shera. It doesn't say malikosik shera. And for the Gemara, no, because in the last line it says Rav Echad Ba'oif first, then Rav Shnayim Bebehem the second. So on Behemi you can't say Malikosai. So on Behemi you got to say Shchitosik Sheir. But really on the Oif we're talking about Malika. So there the correct way to say would have been Malikosai. But the Perek begins Hashechet Echad Ba'oif. Starts off by Shechting Oif. That's a dead giveaway that's Chulin. A Kochim you would call it Malika. That's his proof. Mimai. Why? Because if the first line goes on Karbonis, so what? Elamai, Sefer B'Kachim. The last line in the Mishnah goes on Kachim. How come it ends off? It should say Malikosik Sher Meboile. The last word in the Mishnah goes on Shnayim B'Behema. On Behema's Kachim also, you do Shchita. You only do Malika on Oifas, on Chatas Oif and Oilas on Shech. That's an Ishken Taina. Okay. Tanam Ishchitosik Shev. Ela Reisha, but if they're going to think that the first line in the Mishnah goes on Kachim, Michdi Alovkoi, the Mishnah, the Perek begins with Shechting an Oif. So then it shouldn't be Perek HaShechet. It should be Perek HaMoylek. It should start off HaMoylek Echaboy. So that's a dead giveaway. The first line is Chulin, and the last line in the Mishnah is Kach. Rav Simi Barashi says the same thing, but for a different argument. Reisha B'chulin Mehocha. Diktoni Echad Be'oif. You only shecht one in the Oif. That's not always true. We kept on learning the end of the first Perek. When you do Malika's Chatas Oif, it says V'lo Yabdo. You only do Malika on the corner or the Vesha. When you do Malika on the Oilasoif, it says you do the Hivdil. You have to detach the head from the rest of the chicken, from the rest of the fowl. These are the Bekachim, Huika, Oilasoif, the Boy Shnei Simon. So obviously, the first line in the Mishnah goes on Shchitas Oifas, that you only need one Sim. And the last line goes on Kachim. But the last line says only Sim in Echad Ba'oif. It only says Sim in Echad Ba'oif. How can it go on Kachim? If it's oil soif, you need the both simon. So what do you Elamai? Say for Bukachim Roy Bechad Boyf, how can it be? Oilosov the boy shnei simonim, you need Havdalah. And for the Gemara, no, and the Sefer when it says Roy Bechad, it doesn't mean you only shecht one simon. It means whichever simon you're shechting, Ruba Kukula. Roy Bechad means Rab Kalechad Viechad. But then the listening Rab Shnayim should really say Rab Shnayim by Malika Boyf. Abikev Nikachat Sagle Bechat Simon, Shmachal Psiklish. So that's who is that? That's Rav Simi Barashi proves the same thing. He said the first line in the Mishnah is talking about Chulin, not because of the word Hashoychet, but rather because of Simin Echot. And the last line is talking about Kachin. Okay. Rav Papa is going to say the same thing for a third reason, a different reason. Rav Papa Amar, Reish B'chulin Mehoch Diktani, Rav Yudoy Machi Yishchelis Avreden, Fligir Rabban Alei, and that machloikis is only by Chulin. Why? Because we had the Gemara last week. Because a lot of times you're going to take the chicken, you're not going to cut it up into fertlach, into separate pieces. You're going to broil it, the whole thing, on a rotisserie, the way it is. So it's going to be, you're going to have a lot of dam there. But by kachim, everyone would agree you want to get out as much dam as possible. Is it necessary to puncture the vreidna, not the big veins or the big arteries? Why did the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yudin? The more dam you get by the kachim, the better it is. You want to have dam to squeeze on the mizbech. So that's his proof, that the Reish must be talking about chulin, because if it would be kachim, the Chachamim wouldn't disagree with Rabbi Yudin. Then the fourth Amara gives a different proof. Abashi Yama, Sefer B'Kachim, the same thing, but it's a different with Mehacha. Because the next Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Zayin, is the beginning of the next Mishnah, which is on the next Daf, on Lamin Amid Beis. Mishnah on Lamin Beis talks about, you have two behemoths, one next to the other, you have one knife, and you're shechting two behemoths bevasachas. Or you're talking about Shnai Mochs and Misak, and two people holding on to the knife, and fiddling back and forth. Each one is holding on, fiddling back and forth. And it says, Hashoichet b'di'evet. You shouldn't do that l'chatchil. Why shouldn't do l'chatchil? What's wrong? What's wrong if you shecht two behemoths at the same time? What's wrong if you shecht two people, shecht one behemoth? That's by karbonis, there's the pasuk that you're not allowed to do l'chatchil, but b'di'evet it's good. So that next Mishnah, Laman and Beis, is clearly, it says, Hashoichet, it's only acceptable, b'di'evet l'chatchil, you shouldn't have done it. So that's talking about kachim. So the last line in the first Mishnah in the Perek, and where was it, Achav Zainam and Aleph, the last line is also talking about Kachim. The last line in the first Mishnah is the beginning of the next Mishnah, Laman and Abay. So that's talking about Kachim. So that's his proof. Nachamo. Ravashi proves, Nachamo, Sefer B'Kachim Mehochot. The next Mishnah says, Shech and Shnei Rashim Kechod, he shechts two animals with one knife, Shchitosik Shera. And it implies, yeah, it's talking about korbanos, because you have a brice, the Tanur Rabbi Yosef. The pasuk says, Tizbach, shouldn't have two people shecht one korban, but it's good. Then it says, Tizbach, hu, you should shecht one animal at a time, shelo yehechad shechad shnei zvachim. And this is l'chatchila, Rav Kana, Tizbachehu. Only shecht one at a time. So Eli Amid Bechulin, if you say the last line in the first Mishnah goes on Chulin, and the next Mishnah is the Hemshech goes on Chulin, and Chulin is Mutal Lachatchila. Why does the Mishnah present it? It's only B'Yevet. So obviously the end of the Mishnah is talking about Kachshon. Then the Gemara says, and Reish Lakish also said the same, a fifth in Amora. Well, first Raboshia says, Boshi says, Chodah b'chulim, chodah b'kotchim. And the four Amoraim, who is it? Rav Kane, Rav Ade, Rav Simi Barashi. Each one says the same thing. The first line in the Mishnah goes chul, the next line is b'kotchim. And Reish Lakish said the same. Yeah, that word. Rav Reish Lakish, Sober, Reish, b'chulim, sefer, b'kotchim. Why do Amar Reish Lakish? Once you have in the first line in the Mishnah, Miachah, Shoshanin, Urubu, Shalachot, Kamoyu. Why does it repeat it? The question that we ask. Why does it repeat it in the last line of the Mishnah? It's the exact same thing. So Reish Lakish says like this. This last line in the Mishnah goes on Kachim. Exactly what we've been saying the whole time. Lefi Shoshanin, we have a Mishnah in Yume. Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur does everything. He even does Shechitas HaTomid. The Tomid is not a Yom Kippur Dikah Karban. Every day of the year you bring a Tomid. So that's a Chiddush. The Kain Gadol has to do everything, even the Tomid. The Kesem Mishnah quotes a Ritva. He's not sure whether that's really Menat Torah. Even the Talmud also has to be done by the Kohen Gadol Menat Torah. Maybe it's only Midi Rabbanan. He's not so sure. Because Mishnah quotes a Ritva and Yuma. He's not so sure whether that's the Raisa. So the Mishnah says there, the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. So the Kohen Gadol takes a knife and he shechts roiv of the simanim of the Talmud. Then he gives the knife to someone else to take over because he has to quickly take a klisharis, a metal klishar, hold it under the neck and do Kabbalah Saddam. Normally you have one kohen does the shechit, another kohen does Kabbalah. But on Yom Kippur you want the Kohen Gadol to do everything from A to Z. So if he does the shechit, if he's going to fiddle around to do everything, he won't have a chance. The dam is going to spill on the floor. So he gives the knife to some other person, a kohen, a zar, whatever. He gives it to someone else to finish. And he holds the klisharis to do the Kabbalah. The fishers and they have a Mishnah. They bring the Kohen Gadol the carbon tamid in the morning. Kertzo, he cuts roiv. Another person, a kohen, probably takes over. Yochol, one might mistakenly think lo mirik, if no one else finished the shechita, yehi posel. Maybe the shechita will be posel. No, it can't be posel. The kohen gadol already did the roif. Kach shaninu. That's why our mishnah has the last line. Even by karbonis, all you need is roif. Did he have it? Roif is enough. Freg de Gemara, that Mishnah doesn't read straight. Oh, Mama, or it says in that Mishnah, that Brisa from Yuma, Yochel, one might mistakenly think, Lomirik, Yehi Pasul. If he doesn't give the knife to someone else to finish the Shechita, the whole Shechita is going to be Pasul. How can you think it's Pasul? Kain, Havali Avoida Ba'acher. All the Avoida has to be done by the Kain Godel. See, if you think that the Gemara HaShechita, even the Miyot Basra, has to be done, if it's Ma'akev, it has to be done. So then it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So how can he give the knife to someone else to finish off? That's the Gemara's. How can you have such a Havamina? So the Gemara says, no, Hachikama. Menatari for sure it's kosher. Maybe I would have thought that Midirabbanan it's possible. Maybe I would have thought Midirabbanan, you have to, by Shechitas Kachim, it's not enough to Shecht Rubai. Maybe there you have to Shecht Kula. Salkadat Hamin, Ikepsul Midirabbanan. That's why our Mishnah says, so why do you need Merakach Shechita al Yon? It's Lachatchilu. So that's what all the Amoraim, they said the same thing. All the 5-6 Amoraim, they all said the same thing. The Mishnah repeats it twice on Chol Zayinim and Aleph. The first time is by Chulin, and the second time is by Kochim. Lachatchilu taka you should have by Kochim, the Gemar. You shouldn't just rely on Raiv. But the Yevit for sure it's Kosher. That's the Gemar. And this week's Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Meraglim, and apparently he was very concerned from the very outset that the Meraglim were going to give a negative report, and he was concerned that Yeshua and Kolev shouldn't go along with the Meraglim and give a negative report. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu changes the name of Hoshea ben Nun to Yehoshua, and the Gemara explains what does it mean. Yehoshua ko Yoshiacha mi'atzas Meraglim. You shouldn't go along with them. A lot of times we're pressured into taking a position because all the other people are taking this stupid position, an incorrect position. So it's a lot of times it's difficult to fight against all the outside pressure. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a tefillah. Yeshua ben Nun was his Talmud. He was his Talmud Muvik. Should have given a bracha to Kolev also. I don't know. He felt closer to Yeshua ben Nun. So he gave a special bracha to Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. So it's interesting, he added on a Yud to his name. Instead of Hoshea, he adds on Yehoshia. So there's a Medrash that says, where did this Yud come from? When the Rebbe Shalom changed Sarai's name, his name was originally Sarai. Sarai means my princess. So Avram was originally Avla Aram. Then the Rebbe Shalom, Avraham, Avhamon Goyim, you're the father of all the Jewish people, all the converts, founding father of the Jewish religion. So Sarai's name was changed also. Not only she's Sarai, a princess of Avraham Avinu, she's Sarah, a general princess. So the Yud of Sarai felt bad. The Medrash presents it. So the Baruch Shalom said, okay, here, use the Yud over here. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, what does it mean, used? The Yud meant my princess. She was separate. I changed the name. Her name was changed to Sarah. She's the princess of the whole Jewish people, like Avraham Avinu, Avraham Angoim. He's the father of all of the converts. When a Ger davens, he says, why is Alekeinu Alekeinu Veseinu? He's not a biological descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. He's an non-Jew converted. But Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yankiv are the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. So in that sense, he's Avraham Angoim. So Sora is also. So the Hey, Sora, means universality. And the Yud means Sarai, individual. She was only a princess to Avram Avinu. So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a tefillah to Yehoshua ben Nun. He shouldn't go along with the tzibur. He should be private. He should be separate. So he took the yud of Sarai, which meant separate. She's only his princess. She's not the princess of everybody. Her name was changed to Sarah. She is, like Avram was Avraham Angoyim. So she's one of the imoyas of the whole Klal Yisrael. And that yud should belong by Yehoshua ben Nun. He should be separate. He should separate himself. Sometimes you have to know to go along with the tzibur, and sometimes let's say acharam leroes a pasuk in parsha mishpatim. Sometimes everybody's doing wrong. You have to go and do on your own. You have to break away. You don't always say al tifish min atzibur. Al tifish min atzibur is when the tzibur is doing the right thing. But if the tzibah is doing the wrong thing, so you have to be private, you have to do your own thing. You have to figure out when to go along with the tzibah, and when, sometimes say, b'mokim shein anashim ishtad liyasish, but doesn't always apply. Doesn't always apply. You have to know when to go along, when not to go along. So what's planned next week? Next week I can't give the shir on Tuesday night because one of my grandchildren is graduating elementary school, so I would not have gone, but she's the valedictorian, so I gotta go. So it's a girl. So I have to. So I can't give a shir on Tuesday night. But next week, Wednesday night or Thursday night, I'm free. So if people are free, I can give the shir Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
We'll have five people. Okay. So I'll give the shir Wednesday night. Good.
Baruch Hashem.
Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back.
I didn't feel so good. You know this. Sad Mukurar.
Everyone should be healthy.
Rabbi Nishalayim is a wife for you.
Can you?